need a break. Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Hey to you all. Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Ah, kids are back at school. Everything's back to normal. So for you, it's time to take 25, pour yourself a cuppa, sit back, relax and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Kim, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. In a bit of a weird space today, actually.
Are you?
Yeah. I think I might have a wee grumble today.
Oh, okay.
But not a grumble on behalf of one of my very dear colleagues, actually. The company she's working in is in a bit of financial strife.
Mm.
And so they've all been asked to take a pay cut.
Oh.
And I'm just kind of like, whoa, it's not their fault that the company's in strife. So why should they be paying for it? Now, they've said that they only need to take a pay cut for a while. And then I asked her, I said, well, do you get that back? Or do you just go back up when the time, you know, the company's out of strife again?
And do they?
She didn't quite know the answer to that question. She knew they'd given them a date when it would go back up again, but she didn't know whether they when they would be able to get back the cut they had taken. And I was quite flabbergasted. I mean, maybe, I don't know, with rose-tinted glasses on, I'd maybe go, well, if this is a one-off and the company's genuinely in trouble because of no fault of anybody and you absolutely love being there, maybe you can negotiate that together as long as you've been kept in, as long as you've been kept involved in that journey and what is happening, not that suddenly it's happened. But on the other hand, I think, no, stuff you. If you can't manage the business, I'm here doing the best every day for you.
Yeah.
You manage that. Otherwise, yeah, I'm out of there.
Well, the thing is that that's what you rely on the business owners to do, isn't it? To manage the business.
But I think it's just totally devaluing my colleague.
Well, they would certainly feel devalued because, you know, here they are coming to work every day, working really hard and doing what they need to do for the business. And then the business goes, we're in a bit of a tight spot. Can you take a salary cut? I guess the question needs to be asked, has the business done everything else they possibly can to get through this tight time? Is this the only option that they have, is to ask their staff to take a salary cut? I mean, that's pretty tough. And is it throughout, you know, the Christmas season?
Well, it was starting now. I think they'd asked them for 6 months.
Oh, my word.
So, yes, it would be right in the middle of Christmas. And how do you survive with that?
How do you survive? And what cut are they asking?
She didn't actually tell me, but I think it was, well, she didn't tell me in a whole lot of words, but through our conversation, I think it was like 40%.
Oh, my gosh, that's a lot.
That's huge.
That is huge. How do you survive on that? I mean, most people are just getting by on the salaries that they're earning.
And you're right, because if this is sudden, the conversation suddenly had, if we had had the conversation because of something happening, you might have been able to budget for that.
Yes.
There's no way now I can budget to go through this time, the 6 months, especially where the holiday period's right in the middle.
Yeah.
None of us, I don't think, have spare money just to be able to go, oh, okay, I can cover that. All very well if she's going to get it back at the other end, but that's not the point. How do we survive
in the meantime? And as you said, you feel devalued.
I think that's the biggest thing.
How do you get back from that? Where's your trust? You know, how do you know it's not going to happen again?
Yeah.
In the next, whenever it gets tough.
I just wonder what right they had to even ask that.
What is the rights there? I don't know.
To lend money these days is so easy. Mm. Yes, it's going to cost.
Mm.
But if you could have managed better, it shouldn't be in this space anyway. But even when I think a company gets into a bit of a pickle, whether it's because of shoddy practice or because genuinely something's happened in the marketplace that, oops, now they're in a tight spot, I've totally forgotten what I was going to say. I think I'm having a grey hair moment here. I was going to go on about something really profound there.
Well, personally, I feel, you know, it's your staff are your biggest asset.
Yes.
They're the ones that will be making sure that the business is continuing, that, you know, everything that you do will continue to happen. And surely, of everything that you can maybe put a hold on, salaries should not be the cards.
Yeah.
To ask your staff to take such a massive cut for such a long period of time, it's almost like a kick in the teeth.
And you also need to be guaranteed that that's actually at the end of that time, everything is going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, what if they extend it for another 6 months?
Yeah. And you're right, you know, loans cost, but that's part of business life.
Yeah.
You know, if you've done everything you can in your power and you end up having to take a loan, yes, you've also got to take on the responsibility that costs.
Yeah.
Or You have to think about where you are in the marketplace. Are you going to be viable? Do you have to let staff go?
Yeah.
Rather than asking some for a cut. But I still get back to how can you devalue it? Is somebody just not thinking here because they're in survival mode? Mm. Do they not see that they've totally devalued that person?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
The challenge with my colleague, she needs that job.
And that, I think, is for most people, isn't it?
Yeah.
That they need the jobs that they're in.
And I'm just like, leave. If you know, if you're not valued as that person for them to come and ask you this, then I don't know, is it time to leave, even if you are kind of fairly happy? Are you really?
Well, that's the thing.
It's hard.
And how happy are you going to be when at the back of your head you're feeling undervalued? You're putting all this work in and you're getting less pay for what you were, yet you're still doing the same work.
Mm.
And your bills don't stop. So, I mean, what do you do there? How do you pay your bills when you're getting less money but still doing the work?
Yeah.
Maybe it is time to, you know, look for another position.
I think so. I mean, everybody has to make their own decision, but I said I would look for other work, to be asked that, where we know in this day and age money is easily loaned.
Yeah.
It's not
particularly
like it,
to businesses.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it was years ago where it was such a difficult thing to do.
Mm.
And yes, again, that's a decision I suppose the boss makes to whether they're going to incur that interest cost, but yet they're asking people to take that big dive.
I just think that is wrong. Your people are your business. Your people come first because your people make your business. And to ask them to take that dive for you, what are you giving back to them? What is the appreciation that you're showing to them? You know, to ask them to do that.
And I would think, you know, maybe a better strategy was to bring everybody in the room and say, right, this is where we're at.
Mm.
How does everybody think maybe we can go forward?
Mm.
Is there anybody that doesn't want to be here anymore?
Yeah.
You know.
Always planning on moving anyway.
There is opportunities there. But also getting some insight from the employees, because often, you know, your staff have so much more insight than you do of what could be changed that would make such a difference. And what are they not doing maybe that they could be doing that would actually bring the business back up a lot quicker than what they're proposing as well.
It's just to get through the slump.
Yeah. Wow. Are they connecting with the right clients? You know, have they peeved off their clients so they've gone? Why is it? And I think maybe that would have been a better way to get everybody in and say, right, this is where we're at. Why are we here?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what can we do about it?
What can we do to fix this?
And what do you guys want to do to be part of fixing this? And rather than asking them to do it, feedback from them.
In this day and age, you know, as you say, there are other alternatives available. To ask your staff to take that kind of, you know, how loyal. You really are pushing that loyalty button, aren't you?
Oh, very much so. And, you know, as you say, more so, even about how you would survive on that. That's a huge,
especially during this Christmas period.
Yeah.
Where the expenses do go up, whether we like it or not. I mean, if you have children, there's going to be holiday care or everything has to be paid for. There's Christmas presents and more food because kids are around more often. It's just, it's a horrible predicament to be in, really. Mm.
It is, you know. We might just take a break for a moment, but for our listeners out there, think, have you ever been in that situation? We'd love to hear from you. You know, comment on our Facebook and what happened to you. What did you do?
I drew a broken heart right on your window pane. Waited for your reply, here in the pouring rain. Breathe against the glass, leave me some kind of sign. I know the hurt won't pass, just tell me it's not the end of the line. Just tell me it's not the end of the line.
Mentioned that word. You mentioned the C word.
The C word.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but on this program, the C word is not mentioned until December.
But
since you've mentioned it today, I'm going to mention it. And by am I going to have a more grumble.
You're grumble
right.
Show today.
Now, we have totally changed topic here just because you said the C word and got me going on that as well. Bunnings.
Bunnings.
I was in Bunnings. There was a Christmas display 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
So it was still in September.
Oh, gosh.
I was absolutely mortified. I wanted to go and kick it all in.
I could just imagine you having a tantrum in front of the Christmas tree. That would have been hilarious.
That is too early.
I mean, look, I know it's coming. Whether we like it or not, but we're still in October. It's early October. End of September. That's just get when. When's their cutoff? Next year, is it going to be June that they're starting to advertise Christmas?
Is it?
Why don't they just keep the Christmas tree up the whole year?
May as well. Yeah. And then Christmas doesn't become Christmas anymore. It becomes just another day. Just a blur because it's been going on for so long.
I thought that really, technically speaking, we start getting prepared for Christmas 1st of December.
Well, that's what happens in my household.
Yes, yeah, that's my household too. I can understand the retail shops maybe a bit earlier, maybe middle of November.
Oh, yeah, but you get sick of those carols and you get, oh.
You know.
Oh, I'm really grumbly today, aren't I?
Christmas Grinchy.
Yeah.
I can, but that's really early. Yeah, well, and it's that extra pressure that's put on so many people over Christmas time. And
it's just a marketer's dream.
It really is. All they do is they're being lazy.
Yeah.
The marketers are being lazy if they're looking at the Christmas tree already to try and encourage people to start buying.
But it's also, you know, that persuasion, isn't it? You see all these things for months and months, and kids are just seeing these things things and wanting and wanting and wanting, and what choice have you got in the end of that? But I think it loses its excitement.
Yes.
And if you start on, even if the shop started on the 1st of December, such excitement is suddenly made. Yet we've had it for so bloody long. long by the 1st of December, we're actually sick of it already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We don't even see it. It's blanked out.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens when we see things too often.
Not for the kids, though, because they've seen it often enough now. They want that particular product, don't they?
Actually, you know, that you mention it, I think I heard on advert, I'm not sure if it was the radio or TV. We don't watch much TV, so it could have been the radio. But it had something about Christmas. I still thought, Christmas? Did I hear that right? Really? I mean, that's really just pushing it a bit. Don't be lazy, marketers. Come on. You can come up with something better than Christmas now in September, October.
Yeah. I know through business, you know, and through my business network, there's already talk of it. And that's with more the printers, the promoters who are going to get you things done for Christmas for your clients. And so they start to need that stuff. So you start hearing this word and you're just thinking, oh, my God. And you know, and then your brain goes on overdrive thinking, oh, holiday. And then it just everything gets so busy and rushed because you think, oh my gosh, I've got to go on holiday, and you just end up a bit of a mess, don't you, really?
Yeah. A bit more insight into Mariska's brain in Christmas time.
I mean, and I actually love Christmas, but, you know, what does ruin it is this whole lead up.
Yeah.
And, you know, once I get into that spirit, but it seems to be that each year my Christmas spirit seems to take longer and longer to suddenly pop up.
Yeah. Christmas Day.
Yeah. Oh, here we are. Yeah. You know.
In between that, before that, you've been running around like a loony trying to get everything done as well as prepare for, you know, family and Christmas dinners or lunches or whatever. And it takes away the joy of Christmas and why we have Christmas in the first place.
Exactly.
Hello. Yeah. It's a time of giving and sharing and community. Not, you know, big sparkly gifts and trees.
So materialistic, isn't it?
It is. We've lost that true meaning of Christmas, I think.
I must say, marketers do very, very well out of the human population, but that's what they're there for. Mm. But by God, they just suck us in.
They
suck us in, tumble us around and spit us out.
Yep.
Gosh.
The thing is, we don't even know it half the time.
I know.
We absolutely blind to the little messages, subliminal messages that are coming through underneath all that marketing material.
Yeah.
About what we need to spend our money on and our time on.
Exactly.
And we need to start getting smarter about that, I think.
Ah, we need our life back.
Gosh. Yes.
Well, I think that's enough grumble for sure. We better leave this grumble here, by gosh. We'll be losing all our listeners. I'm not listening to those two old cacklers grumbling away. But Christmas. Again, tell us, what are you thinking? If you're in a workspace that's asking you to do something that you don't feel is right, again, share that with us on our Facebook page, and we'll see you the same time, same place next week. My discotheque.